had men send you dick pics before? Does it turn you on?
Yeah, it does turn me on if I like the guy.
Yes, that is it.
It's a turn on. If I see a guy in the bathroom, like say he takes off his clothes. That's my brain. If I'm at work, if I'm thinking
we're
of
gonna
anything,
fuck ourselves in that place.
It's okay, it's over.
I cannot go and work. And then when the vagina is presented to you, then hang your hand.
Show you see the orgasm you get from her, because especially when the guy knows you're coming and he now sucks it. He now starts to do
The only shit that wants to be fucked up is my vagina, man. I'm sorry, I'm actually wait, why am I even apologizing? Do you know the kind of week I've had? Girl, I've not had, you know, it's required to have like proper 8 hours sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If I even see anything close to four hours, I have to give thanks. I have to go and keep my body in shape. I have to attend to my men. You know, then I have to be a good citizen of the society. I've not gotten an orgasm this week. I'm going through so much.
Wow.
I'm serious. Was your week better than mine?
It was way better than yours, baby girl. As usual, I made it rain. Made it rain. For those who don't know what we're doing here, we are the women who like to talk sex. And my name is Rachel, but you can call me Ray Ray because I love when I make it rain. So yes, you can also call me the rain maker.
Did it rain for you this week?
Oh, yes. And abundantly.
No, wow.
Abundantly.
So you know that it should not hurt you to message us and be like, how far?
I don't share, baby. I don't share.
No, you don't. See, my dear, we don't need to share. You just ask us. You can be our reminder. Have you gotten your orgasms this week? How can they owe me, Queen Sally? I've not gotten orgasm this week. Headache, it they worry me. She Panadol abuse has not gone.
Orgasm, I am made.
Please, though, me, I like to collect orgasms at least every week, monthly. Or
you say I like to collect.
My dear, you've seen what lack of orgasm can do to you. Have you seen it?
You'd be miserable. You're going to be miserable.
Even credit alert cannot cure it.
I'm telling you. So, madam, how did your day go?
How did your week go?
I'll be weak.
Well, at least one of us added brain or made the brain for her. As for me, well, you guys know I love chocolate, yeah, but it's just sad I couldn't get one this week. I couldn't. I mean, for someone who loves chocolate and can get it any time she wants, I just didn't get any this week, and it's so sad.
Mama has chocolate. She has them on a speed dial.
By force.
So it's so sad.
She has it on a speed dial.
I'm trying to get into my sad voice, but it's so sad.
It's so sad. I hope that's not how you moan. It's so sad.
How do I moan like that?
Because I heard, you know, there's a way, you know, moan, you might not know how it's meant to sound, but you just know how it's not meant to not sound. Does that make sense?
Wait, because of what you said now, yeah, I've done the weirdest things, mm-hmm. because you mentioned moaning right now, mm-hmm. and I know that there was one time that I was so curious, and I said to myself, okay, what do you sound like when you moan? Do you sound as sexy as you try to look in bed? Because trust me, it's a struggle. You know, you can't. There are some things you cannot eat before you have sex, because if it goes down there, you don't want to be smelling like egusi soup
Come. Don't slander my egusi soup.
You know why I eat fish surely before that, and you know there are some things that your soup cannot wash off.
My dear,
if you wash off from the mouth, brush your mouth or wash your hands down there, call before you know you just go and you're oozing. You're smelling like cat olombo. Do you understand? Yeah. So now I now said to myself that I just want to know how I sound, and I loved how I sounded. I recorded myself, and I sounded so good. I was like, okay,
can we
you know, you're working with your body looks good. You know, my moan's sweet, my body's sweet.
Bring it in.
You know, you gotta do the work, and that thing is also gonna represent, and your voice is also going to represent.
Yeah, baby.
So as you're collecting, up to is collecting. You're hearing.
As you're collecting and giving.
I know that I really cannot remember what I sound. I cannot do like.
So wait, you didn't keep keep your sex tape.
I did not. No.
Sex tape. Come on.
It's practically our sex tape because she was touching
herself.
They
should not use it.
Things were entering her vagina.
My own is that. Can we hear you, please?
How I sound when I moan.
Yes. So wait, you didn't make a video of yourself with your dildo?
No.
You just did audio.
It was more about my face, how I look.
Girl, what kind of half baked sex tape is that one? You have assignments. Go and do
and
next week.
Like this, like
fulfilling my request.
Oh shit, I love it. Oh fuck. Oh, this is so good.
Are we still recording? Are we still on air?
Producer,
are we still here? Producer, are you here? Because I think what you've done has sent our producer into like a sex trance. He ain't responding.
You know how many voices? Voices made of Doti. My dear, hear.
Have you heard the saying? Voice, we have to see voice. You get some kind moan, you're gonna moan. See, that nigga gonna be asking you, is there anything you want this week?
Tell me, finish my money.
Like, what
take
do you
it
want?
Out, take it out.
Think, finish the money.
And then, you know.
And that's like the inspiration for them to do better.
Oh, okay.
So have you ever heard yourself? You know, there are times when you're sleeping and you just snore and wake up and you be like, ah, no, that can't be me snoring. Does it ever happen to you when you're mourning?
Me, I used to pick my moan depending on the men I'm with.
It doesn't work.
Because the ones that do it well, my dear, the moan will just go on its own. You see the ones that don't know what they are doing and you need them to come on time, then they not be telling you, let's go again. Like, I'm tired. I'm okay. You are fingering me, I'm dry. You are not sucking my nipple well. You are biting my hair. Why? Fondle the breast. See, women are delicate. No. You don't understand. Our bodies are so succulent. See, you got to make sure you're unwrapping that gift, like, you know, tenderly. Touch it. My girl, my dear, I cannot go and wax. I'll go and fix my nail. I'm going to look good. And then when the vagina is presented to you, then
we'll get to that really, really quickly, yeah? Real quick, rather. So I came across something very weird on social media this week.
Oh, okay.
Very, very weird. And then because of how it was presented to me or how I came across it, I quickly went online and I saw that there's something actually called weird sex laws around the world.
Yes,
so I went online. In fact, there's a country in the world where it's a law for you not to sleep naked. If you sleep naked, there's a law that you'd go to jail.
Who is watching?
I promise you. That's the thing. So how do you get to know about it? Yeah, so
that's creepy.
The one that I saw on social media was no self-pleasure in Indonesia. In fact, rumors have it online that if you touch yourself, like pleasure yourself, the punishment is decapitation. But it's not quite true.
Cut off someone's head for... Okay, it's a rumor.
It's a rumor. It's not
better
true.
Better stay that way.
So according to a formal query made to the Secretary of Information at the Indonesian embassy, the punishment is a maximum of 32 months imprisonment.
Okay, so the original punishment is 32 months imprisonment. Okay, so who is watching?
I don't know. That's the thing.
What am I going to tell that I touched myself?
Or maybe you tell your friends I touched yourself. The next thing, you just have law enforcement agencies.
Maybe they have like small cameras everywhere.
It's a perfect country.
It's crazy.
Monitoring people.
So wait, there'll be like a room full of TVs and then there are small cameras in your house. You're undressing, you're in the toilet. So they only switch it on when you're about to touch yourself. Oh,
no,
cool.
Hey. I don't think it comes on when you're about to touch yourself. Should that be the case, it will be on. But the only time that you'd have committed a sin or done something punishable is when you touch yourself.
So someone gonna be
but watching
at my
naked
ass.
Woman, it's not a crime.
So I now imagine bigger, that bigger, maybe big. You're in the bathroom and you're touching yourself and you make a sound and then they now be like, so at 11:45 a.m. you touched yourself and you moan. Then you now be like, no, I didn't moan. Then you now have a lawyer who now says, no, she didn't actually moan. She didn't moan. She felt something that made her feel good, but it wasn't her exactly touching herself. That would be weird.
That's a perfect country.
That would be weird.
The case go long. I beg. Nobody should tamper with my body.
Imagine if there was such law in this country.
Law cannot even enter the country because it's so tight.
You now be like, my lord. I see what you did there.
Okay. You know, just...
I see what you did there, Queen.
It just comes and it goes.
Yeah, it comes and it goes, yeah.
And, you know, I like to come, but, you know, this man likes to use one size fits all for all of us.
Hey,
so, I don't know. Right. They don't moan. They don't.
So, guys, except that for that reason, we're going to have a segment where we'll talk about weird sex laws around the world.
Yes, oh, yes, please.
If you come across any, just put it down and let us know. And, guys, if you're listening to us right now, there's any that you'd like to share with us, do let us know in the comment section. Or find a way to say your name and then let us know what sex law that you have come across.
Definitely.
Hey.
Now,
all right.
Now back to my complaint, my issue. Yeah.
No, before that complaint, let's still be cooling. Let's still be cooling.
No problem.
I saw something as well on social media. Social media was just showing me.
This week it was hot.
I saw a video where a guy, his girlfriend was sleeping. I don't know if it was a meme or anything, or it was something that happened for real. His girlfriend was sleeping, and then he woke up and said he decided to chat with his girlfriend's bestie.
His girlfriend's bestie. Oh, okay.
And then he was not like, "Hi, bestie, how you doing?" The friend was like, "I'm okay." Then his girlfriend, he was chatting with his girlfriend's phone to his girlfriend's bestie. Okay. Do you understand that? Yeah. So the chat was, "How are you, bestie?" The bestie was like, "I'm okay." And I said, "I miss you." The bestie now said, "Do you miss me or you miss this?" Now dropped an attachment, an image of his ekpon. So,
ekpon also known as penis,
aka prick, aka manhood in Nigerian lingo.
Best in the mud.
I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever had a bestie that you used to that you sleep with?
Hi, BC bestie. The name doesn't sound alike.
BC bestie.
No.
Does it have any sexual meaning to it?
No.
You don't have any bestie that I know that he omo baba eba kamio madomik ban.
No, I don't. I don't.
Wow.
No
bestie like that. So you don't have any Godzilla in the shadows?
I have no friend. Yes, but but we're not sexually attracted to each other.
My dear.
Speak for yourself.
The penis has a mind of his own.
I'm telling you.
Well, actually, speaking for herself, I'm not sexually attracted to my male friends. I don't know about her.
Male friends. Your bestie.
Your bestest.
Your closest male friend.
My closest male friend. No, I am not sexually attracted.
Do you know if he's sexually attracted to you?
Look at this body. Busy with the body. Busy with the pussy.
I don't know. He has never mentioned it before. Maybe if you try him this week.
Come give us feedback.
Yeah.
So then give them green light.
He actually does. So it's going to be an uncomfortable situation for both of us.
I think it's going to ruin friendship.
So I'd rather not go there.
But you know that if you give him green light, he's going to knock shaggy out of you.
Once and for all.
He will knock all your problems out of you.
And then friendship is ruined. He's a good person. I don't want to lose that friendship.
Wait, do you think a lot of men actually care about friendship?
He does not care about that.
I hope he gets to listen to this someday, you're going to give him the pussy.
They just hang around that one day. You need a shoulder to cry on and a dick to ride on.
I'm sorry to my closest male friend listening right now. I know you want to fuck me.
Energy.
I'm not going to say your name, but you know yourself.
Energy.
All those times that I always come and cry to you, there's a way you always tap currents, but I don't need to say anything because I want to just let you know. I know, and that's the reason why every time you say let's hang out, I'm avoiding it because I'm going to spend the night late with you behind closed doors and I don't want to ruin our friendship. But behave yourself.
She does not want your dick to ride on. Mama has spoken. Your shoulder is enough. Your shoulder must not prick her. You understand me?
All right.
She don't want her.
All right, that being said.
But if you
look at these movies, you see abroad movies, they lead people astray. You watch movies where they are besties, nothing has happened though. The moment they now have sex, that's when they realize they've always loved each other. And then they live happily ever after. They burn your papa we're trying for Lagos. Wait till your eye goes see.
But you'd be so shocked how many besties get down.
Well,
you'd be so shocked. You never say never.
Well, the vagina and penis have a mind of their own. I cannot speak for anybody.
And then they can't know if we are bestie or not.
But my bestie, don't try to sleep with me because I'll not try to sleep with you. I don't even cook have a male bestie. I'm my own bestie. Because if you allow one man to be your bestie for too long, you just whip out penis one day. Hi. Or even your male friends.
Oh, your female besties too. That's true.
Yeah, even female. Wait.
But female bestie, yeah, I can't guarantee that.
Yeah, I can't guarantee. That's very
true. I can't guarantee female bestie.
You see, so you would fuck your female bestie.
Well.
Oh. Busy with the body.
Mama shy immediately.
No, me, I don't give her a new name. Busy with the body.
That's true. Did you notice that immediately that happened? Everybody went, oh, okay. I'm gonna do salio.
I mean, my legs are wide open. Do you want to check it out? There's a lot of content in here.
All right, so let's go straight to the topic for today.
Yeah, baby. Let's do
today,
this.
Today, we are talking about the men and how they like doing rubbish in bed. That's the rubbish that men like to do in bed.
Things that they think that they're doing, right?
You know? all the things that they think that they're doing right that women actually want to correct. So we're going to try to address that as much as we can. Have it in mind that we're not just the ones in the studio. We have guys who are probably going to learn.
Yes.
One for his wife and the other for his many girlfriends.
Yes.
That fucking.
Yes. Yes.
And boyfriend.
So, boyfriend. We're being very generous. So this is free counseling, free insight into the minds of women.
What women wants 101.
So we'll start it gradually. Now, okay. BC, Auntie BC, please take us. You know, for you concerning you, mm-hmm. please, what are the things men have done? That if you had bankere, you will beat them out of your house or wherever you are. Out of your life.
I will beat that man. That man that said I should be mourning for him in Yoruba.
Ewe.
Oh, you guys haven't had any man that said they should mourn for him in your local language.
We learn new things every day.
So, it was even worse that I was dry. And it was worstest that he asked me to mourn for him in Yoruba.
Oh.
I guess not gonna ask me what he said I should say.
What did he say?
My Demi, I'm paying serious attention to you. Yes. I don't want to interrupt because this is too juicy.
His appearance, he looks so good, dresses well.
Smells
you
nice.
You see, and you're like, oh my god, this is like the perfect gentleman. And then we got into it and I was like, BC. I'm going to speak in my local language now.
I'll go translate.
BC, oh, there, Joe. Oh, there, do for me in Yoruba.
Do.
BC in English. Moan for me, Yoruba.
I was like, wait, what?
Did you moan for him?
Are you kidding me? How do you expect me to start saying, Oh, do me that, my domino. Undo mommy.
You're not going to say it like that.
Oh, okay, let me try it too. Oh, yeah. Well, it does.
Yeah, so.
So, me trying to push in and mm-hmm. saying, okay. Undo mommy. It just sounded so off. Like, why would you tell me to mourn for you in Yoruba?
What position were you guys in?
Well, actually,
whether he was asking for that.
He was missionary, and then I could see his face, and then they expect me to look him in the eyes and be saying, Undo me, dada, my domilo. Like, it was just.
That would have been so awkward.
Awkward.
And missionary, that we should have Lionel Richie in the background. You wanna want
to I won't be surprised if we're listening to our Apala in the background.
Wait. You guys are listening to what now? That was what was playing.
I was afraid. This is just wrong. No.
I don't know if it was an ego thing or a fetish thing though, but we never hung out after then.
And your vagina didn't go back to being virgin, like close up for life.
Close up, like,
I think I stayed away from sex for a very long time after that experience.
That's hard. My dear, we're with you. Hold my hand. Yeah. I resonate with you.
Do me, my dummy. Oh my god.
Don't worry, your healing has come.
Your sexual healing has come. All right, so at what point did you realize exactly that men can be very ignorant about sex?
Where do I start from?
Please,
start beginning, anywhere. Middle, or end?
Beginning! What do you yell about it?
A man that cannot even kiss is a first no.
Muff.
You are so they think they know how to kiss because they've kissed 10 other women. So they're always doing that one size fits all. You are kissing every other woman, maybe their lips. You see me, Queen Sally. My lip cannot even spell Q. It's small. You now do plaster your lip like why? Your tongue, I'm signaling my tongue to bring your tongue to me. Your tongue is going on.
Actually, I'm
already that's already zero. Because from kissing, you can make me really wet. Kissing can get you to be really wet. Yeah. Do you understand the kissing, the touching? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say now you managed to get the kissing. You didn't get the kissing well. Oh yeah, let's go to base two. Fondue breast. Fun. Why? I'm not supposed to be. Let it be tender. Let the nipples rise on their own. You now go there and be doing robo. Like you are doing M&M. Or do you know when you give children M&M to play and they'll not mash it together? I'm doing robo. You now be doing the nipple like that. Robo. Why? You will touch the breast. You caress it. Oh, yeah. Time to bite it. Why? They don't bite it properly. You are giving them instruction in their ear. Oh, soft bites. Do you know what my guy is hearing? Jepa. Like. All of that is just rubbish. Oh, yeah, they're not touching your thighs properly so your body can be in sync. Yeah. They will not be trying to grab your ass. Hello, is my ass the only place? There's my thighs. There's my neck. Mm-hmm. There's my belly. Yes, the belly where I eat amala. It's sensitive. Touch it. Touch every part. You now get to that sex. Mm-hmm. Riri, you see that sex? Mm-hmm. Only God can save us. they will now put your position like this. You tell them your they won't ask you your favorite position. No,
no, they don't.
They assume for every girl the first thing they want to do is doggy.
Yeah.
No, dear.
Or maybe you want to come on top.
You want to come on. No, when a man just wants to just get shit done and he's not really putting effort, they usually want you to be on top. Do you agree?
Yeah.
They let you do that shit. And somebody in here is telling me, fuck me. I know a lot of people want to fuck me, but I don't want to fuck you. So.
Producer left the chat. Producer left the chat.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And you're using the positions that other babies have liked for me. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want you to do missionary me. I want to feel your skin to my skin. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, turn off the AC and fan because it makes me dry. You're saying no, you sweat. Boy, your sweat adds to the aphrodisiac. Mm. Let us be lemora wabai. You know, like rat and gum. Stick together. Let it drip. Let the bed be soaked. That's how we know we what? We fucked.
Yeah.
You're feeling me.
That's true.
You're feeling me. And when you're still fucking, be kissing. While you're still fucking, be touching. While you're still fucking, be sucking. Oh!
Be present!
Be present!
Rapa Lomo! Rapa Lomo!
You know, it's flowing! It's flowing! It's flowing! You just do it like that. But men believe once they've touched you the first instance before penetration, that should last you till they come. No, darling, you have to keep touching me. You have to keep playing with me. As in, for what mami lara, for what simi loyo, for what mami indi, for what tamilobo, bye, bye.
Mesmerize me.
Mesmerize me.
You know.
Let me feel you are here. See, you know when you're having good sex with someone,
yeah.
Your eyes will be closed the entire time.
Yeah.
When
the
guy doesn't know what he's doing, you always open your eyes, check small. Hope you're not putting in the wrong hole. Hope you're not putting in the wrong hole.
Are you here?
You know, say, what are you doing? Oh, I thought you like, no, come back up. Why? Really? Why?
Like, I wish I had an answer.
Talk to them.
I wish I had an answer.
School them.
Baby girl. So, tell us about your worst experiences with men who think they know but actually don't. She has done that, so would like to hear from you.
Worst experience. Is it from personal experience or just speaking generally?
You gave yourself worst experience.
My money, yeah.
Mommy. So, I mean, you pleasure yourself to the point where you know that, oh, this is a me, Dora, me, Dada, Lady.
No, that's not what I mean. No, okay, because so of the way I said it. Like, is it like personal experience I've had with someone or just speaking generally? That's what I meant. No. I touched myself very well.
Now, let me ask the question again. Can you share some of your worst experiences that you've had with men who thought they were doing something right
when they were
men
touching
who
your
were
body
not even doing it at all and they thought they were killing it?
Has to be
it's
this.
Gonna be like an embarrassing moment, very
yeah
embarrassing
like
moment.
You'd have probably been having like some regrets like if I just go out
I for no kukuma come off for house
if, no that's even too far if for no reply the chat
I'm telling you
not reply that chat
like that
yes I shouldn't have left my house that day actually.
That bad.
I shouldn't have. But then, relation can be weird sometimes, yeah.
Mm.
I said, yeah, so I was really feeling it. I've been talking for a while. And it hit me up, like, oh, I'm in Lagos and stuff like that. I was like, oh, okay. And then I went to see him. And we started making now, because the attraction was
there.
You're
excited there. About you. You're smiling and I thinking am not... about it too much. Are you sure it was a bad experience?
It was.
Hmm. So, okay, let me simplify it for you. So, mm-hmm. Are there things that men do in bed that you just don't want to...
That doesn't resonate with your body.
You don't want them to do anymore. Anything that you just know that they should make it a law that if a man does, is just have a gun and shoot him.
Squeezing the boobs too hard, like squeezing it, like you're squeezing out oranges. Mm-hmm. It's not nice. It's a turn off for me. Mm-hmm. Like, stop squeezing my boobs like that.
So, what would
just
you like them
it.
To do better? And how do you think this message can be passed across to them? Because these guys, they don't know and they like to be educated.
No, they don't like. We are educating.
Yes.
By
so
fire,
if
by
you
force.
Were to educate men out there now who would probably go and press somebody's daughter's breasts tonight, if you were to educate him and tell him what to do better in bed, what would you say to him? Imagine that men are listening to you right now.
No, they are listening.
I'll tell them that, okay, they should try to have that conversation with their partners, actually. Because for some women, they like it rough. They like the whole squeezing of breast in and then, like, just touch me everywhere roughly and those kind of thing. And so for other women, they do not like it at all. So I think you should have that conversation prior to having sex or getting down with that person. Like, what do you like? How do you want me to please you? How do you want me to satisfy you? But then I notice it's going to fall on deaf ears because Nigerian men do actually care.
Gay.
They just want to get into it.
Coo-coo.
And they feel like, okay, once they kiss you, they suck nipple for like 10 seconds or 15 seconds, they just bring out pennies and that is it. And they ask you to mourn for them in Yoruba. Like, but then, I think conversation is actually quite very, very important. After a conversation with that person, is it a one night stand?
Bizarre though. Let me explain something to you guys. I'm looking at it from a man's perspective right now.
So before we reach there.
Wait. You go out with a girl and you guys are vibing. Then when is that time to insert? Mm-hmm. You now say, what do you like in bed?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a lengthy conversation. When you start and then you're doing it and then she tells you, oh, stop. Like, try to understand what she's saying.
It doesn't have to be.
When you're pressing that, then she's like, I should that down. Or just do it gently. Try to listen to it.
It's the fact that you're giving her head. The penis has ears at that point in time for me.
Or when you're eating her out and then she's like, try to, like, okay, how do you want me to do it?
So there's something I realized when I was in a situation with a guy. He said, when we keep doing, when they're giving us head, that means we're enjoying it. But we're actually not. So you see, that we guys talk
it's
about
communication.
Time. And so communication can be,
head,
as you are kissing me. Go slow, like that. Maintain that. That tempo. Relax.
You have to communicate.
You're going too fast. You're going too slow.
Well, so they should also pick it up from there. But then they don't listen. Yeah. I think it's a thing with Nigerian men.
It's not just Nigerian men, my dear. Forget. Nigerian men get their own for body, but their penis was specially crafted. You see?
My dark chocolate man.
Have you ever been sexy with a guy before and he will send you one kind nude picture? You see that penis, you wet.
I don't like seeing dick pictures.
You don't like seeing dick pictures.
There are also times when you're mad at someone and then you're like, I don't want to talk to you. I said I don't want to talk to you. Come out. I wear my jab on you. I can't walk.
Alone. You're not telling that. Well, that's it. Don't do it again the next time.
You'll be like, in your mind, you're like,
you'll be warning me, but you don't be so stern.
You don't apologize to your spiritual man. I'm so sorry. I'm about to embarrass us. But call you, Omar Dominic.
That's why you can't tell those your friends that you've already said this guy did rubbish. I'm not talking to him again. You're in WhatsApp, you're there saying, check your Snapchat. I sent you a nasty picture. And your friend is telling you, how far that idiot.
Forget that guy.
Forget that.
I was dating this narcissist here. Like, relationship was so toxic. But dang.
Depending.
And then my friends would be like, leave this guy. Next thing we're back to, this what is wrong? I can't tell them that.
You were digmatized, girl.
See, have you ever been in a situation whereby you're sexting with a guy, the sexting is good, you're wet.
Yeah.
You put out meat in person, the sex is trash.
Men that don't live up to expectations, that's what we call them. So I had this guy, one Igbo man, tall, 6'4"-ish, fine, gap teeth, everything. Like when I say spec, please. Basketball.
So after the show, Sha, you feel me run number more content.
Studied in like Baba Oni accent.
Ray.
Sexy in every sense of the word. I'll run it, but it's bad news.
Ray.
Bad news.
No be penis.
No
be
penis. Penis. No get anything.
Oh wow. Okay. Madi.
Now just meet. May you do something for your body. Now just meet. So after this guy talked, we were sexting and everything. I was like, I cannot wait to meet you. So I remember that day when I went to meet him, I was a bit shy because he was taller than I thought it was. I wore his sexy dress, everything. So I was like, I've been celibate for a very long time. When I mean long time, I'm talking 2 years each. So that day was like a lot of work has to go into what's going up. I'm going to happen that day. So I remember I went somewhere in Surulere. We had lunch. As we're having lunch, we had said everything we wanted to say. We knew that the next step was to fuck. Then it was now time to go to his house to do the needful. When we now got there, this guy, I don't know if he was so excited because the kiss was good. You know how you're watching a movie and then they did something and now turn to look at each other, laughing, move closer. Then we now started making out. And before I knew we were rushing and everything. And then the next day I just said,
Wait.
And I was like, And I was like, what? And then it's very embarrassing when a guy comes and he doesn't want you to know that he came because it was too quick. He now says something like, I need to, like, it wasn't like, my tummy hurts. I need to maybe use the toilet or something. So I didn't see anything. I was like, I checked. I was like, this is like some 7 seconds ish. I'm not joking.
Hey.
I was like, because I could, in my head, I could tell, like, I, so you know how you're just there, like, oh, I'm wet. And then he has already tried to touch his money as well.
Devolving.
He's just about to penetrate. And then that penetration was just, ugh. And then he now did it. Oh, stomach thing, and but I was looking at it. I was not like,
it was over before it started.
Like, it was over before it started. He now went, so he went to the bathroom. He now came out. He now came. I was not like, yeah, that, what's up, that? Let's watch some movie. I was not looking at him like this. I didn't say anything to him. That's about we finished, and I said, oh, what's in the house? And I said, there's noodles. Now did cut pepper slice. I could still see that guilt, you know, like, like this girl, I don't talk to for this long. We don't talk everything. So when was my time to go home? And I said, did, and I said, stop. I said, okay, no, I like, don't say it, just go home. So when I was going home, I said, did you come?
Wait, and the I entire said, time you were there, trout, you wouldn't even try
it
again.
It was so embarrassing.
Hell, penis
in the mouth. That kind of thing. I'm sure that he couldn't even get it back up. And this is someone that, because I have a spec, you have to be tall, you have to be fine, you have to be hot. Like Kimari biceps, Kimari.
The taller you are, the longer the penis.
Everything.
This producer, guy, what's your height, Mosin?
He just said, I'm just like, kill on shell, everybody. And this is not even the first time that this has happened. There's one, there's a particular guy, Frank. I can say his name because we don't talk anymore. I literally was sitting on him and crying on him, joking, because we're watching MTV Base at this place.
If you're hearing this, Frank,
and before I knew it,
my undertone voice is telling you, I'm sorry.
Why are you coming? Sally, stop. Oh, Doborini.
Frank again, on behalf.
Why are you coming? Why?
I'm sorry.
It's
Frank,
so
if you can hear this, I'm sorry. Frank, on behalf,
but
if you can hear
this
I'm sorry.
Guy. That's why I say Nigerian men, they Nigerian men, no day. Anytime we're talking about sex, he doesn't even praise himself. He would just be laughing at her. Don't worry.
Where Frank. Hey, wait.
Come on, where Kofi eyes block. Kofi mad chill. I'm not joking, no.
This broth, this
but
brings
there are
me
some
back.
Ray,
Ray, this brings me back.
Ray,
this brings me back. As in, I they get the image for Ed.
So, man, you can do better. You can be like
Ray,
I they
get
the image
Sally
for Ed.
The image, Sally, share.
I go, man, please. He bring out oil. In rub my body. See, there's a way he rubbed it that my breasts was now fuller. They were standing.
Yeah.
He rubbed the vagina. The thing was shining. My dear, it's not masseuse, but it's a bee.
Yeah.
You see, the highlight of that day was when he do get one. You know that railing that they used to put curtain.
Mm-hmm.
He have one in the entrance of his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this nigga tell me do?
What?
He say, follow me.
Okay.
He hang there. And I hung with him. Hey!
Hey!
Oh! See, nobody have hanged me like that ever again. He do pay me that he have girlfriend now. He have girlfriend. He has turned a new leaf.
Oh.
I will convert him back for my sake.
Don't
show me
back
that
him
hanging.
Him.
See,
oh, loco.
See that oiling and rubbing. See, he was just massaging my breast and my vagina alone. My body was well oiled. I was already wet. By the time we started the action, he went rounds. We turned. He flipped. He carried. I got home. I was in the process. I was sleeping in the Uber. I had to be doing timer on my phone every 20 seconds. I let him wake up. May they not kidnap me. What I go tell them? I go fuck. But I can't see that. So 20 seconds, I wake up. When I go home, I didn't shower. I didn't undress. The sleep that day, my skin was clear. But since that time, you get some kind sex.
I'm
you go home, you ask yourself, I've had too many flashbacks.
Have
I'm like,
you had
what
sex
happened?
That your vagina would be breathing.
Yes, now
you know how they represent, how we see the representation of the human heart.
Yes, now
body like that, your vagina will literally be like, doo-doo, doo-doo. And you can't be like, are you okay? Be like, I'm
like
fine.
Netflix.
I'm
then you get the one you go do.
Do it on my K.
Why
are you so good? Where have you been? Like, they can't be like, why are you crying? I don't know. I just.
Then there's some that you love. Do you know the worst ones? The worst ones are the ones you have. It's not good. That's when the guy now wants to interrogate you. So how was the sex?
You know, yeah.
Is that time you now do? What was that? Oh, so I saw something on Twitter.
But why did they do that though? Why
your
did
vagina
ask?
Will be shy. Yeah, I've had sex. I've had sex before,
I'm
and it's like my vagina shrink. It didn't want to open again because
open.
It was almost bruised. You're just doing pa. You're not even checking if there's oil inside the compartment.
Yes, yes.
Is that how you drive your car around the Lagos? You not check the water, you not check the engine, you just bam.
Do you understand people?
Now them go come they message you. When next am I seeing you?
For what?
Why?
God will not let me to see you again.
I'm blocking one now.
I could like the way Lagos is set up. It's the person you now don't want to see. You don't want to see them. You can be in the same, you can live in the same mainland, but you will never see.
Never ever.
But you see those ones that the pen is good.
You not see them.
The day you're not even planning to have knacks or anything and you are not available, you not see them. You not reasoning. Ah, should I cancel this appointment?
Those are the people that they always say that you be having relationship issues with people you are.
Do you understand? That's when you've not called me. Why?
Why didn't you call me? No, what's
and
that?
I'm expressing this genuinely. Like, oh, okay.
You're online. I'm talking to you. You're not picking up. Why? What's that? What's really me feeling? But anyway, are you busy?
Let me not bust your brain. They like, might not even be giving you money. They might not be buying you fancy things.
I don't even want anything from them.
You don't need
them.
Anything. Just
be see, wait, though. Let's not send the wrong message. Before someone wants to come and give me good pennies and you not bring money.
Wow.
I'm not wanting my vagina for free.
I'm just saying that the material part is not what is important.
You see that thing that they say that when you see someone that you marry, you will know. As a lady, your vagina tells you.
Yeah.
You just be like, is this guy?
He gets excited.
Woman
cheats me. Yeah.
That's why you see that thing that they say, that they say, what do you see in this guy? You don't understand. You can never understand it.
My vagina breathes for him.
Do you know that there are some... let me not say this one. It sounds like blasphemy. So what do you guys think about men that don't moan and men that moan?
Well, I feel leave this podcast because that, you know, they make sense. How will only me be moaning and we are fucking each other?
They're afraid of all the of this sound
because of their ego.
Do you know that men? See, do you know when men make that sound? See, that's when you first enter, when you suck his nipple, or when you're talking and you blow breeze around his.
Or when you give him head, you give him head. He has come and he's still sucking. Well, I just take it so.
No. That
producer, you feel
uncomfortable, men. When that first, you know, maybe you're on top of him and then you now grind that.
You now do that. I will not come back.
You just hear that, like, you'll be like, you know, Sherry, be like, baby, you're killing me. You're killing me.
They go come, they call your name. Sally.
But then there are men that, if you do all that, they still don't mourn.
No, there's some men that don't mourn.
But it won't be loud. They'll just be doing it in them.
They want to lose guard.
They still don't mourn.
Hard guy. You don't mourn.
It might not be loud, though. Sure, you know, it gets that some. They go shy. They go do.
You say, what is this? Say nothing, babe. Do it. Yeah, that's it. What a man says, that is it three times. That's it.
Yeah,
just finish, go downstairs, make something. Then later, just come, give her head again. When it's done, not making no stress, just put your hand back of your head. Knock. If you don't call you the next day, he gonna call you.
No, even some.
He gonna say, I burn for you.
I burn for you.
I'm not the Tom Bridget thing, like, by force.
But guys, see me. If you know sabi me, you gotta sabi me now. Please moan. It turns me the fuck on. Like, yes, I need to know that all the imaginative courses. I did take invisible online course in my head now. You know, when I'm on top, when I'm in the bedroom with you, I'm creative. My juices are pumping.
Yes.
You are not now giving me praise. Praise kings.
Yes.
Let me know I'm your bitch. Let me know that you own this pussy. Even though after that, they might not fuck again.
But get into it for that moment.
Tell me. And now for them, be that. Some females feel disrespected if you call. So it might be like trauma issues, past relationships, or whatever. Yes. But if you like subtle BDSM, like me, subtle BDSM, I will even give you instructions. Choke me, spank me, slap me. No spit in my mouth, though. No try that nonsense. Spank me, so bite my ass.
Because of what you said now, I just remembered something that happened. Have you ever had sex to the point where in between the sex, the guy said, let's breathe, let's stop.
It don't happen to me.
Does that happen?
No, it don't happen.
Where the guy says, wait first.
What's going on?
You
put no, they take break in between.
You don't take
breaks
in between.
Why should we take break?
Why should we take break? You want to kill me. Wait, let me go and get water. Comes back. Then it looks like.
Oh, is it the water drinking back?
Are you ready? No, it doesn't have to be water. You just lie down and be looking at you like this, like he stops and then he says to you that. let's take a break.
Let's take
then
a break.
Then he goes, he drinks water, he brings, he gives you water. Or when you're having sex and then he stops, looks at you, and kisses your forehead, and then he continues.
Because that one I can relate.
And I feel like angry for that moment.
Have you felt
like
BC
I'm
bum-bum.
Doing this? I'm doing this.
Have you felt it? Wait, calm down. You don't feel BC bum bum.
Touch this part of my body. Touch it.
Guy.
Oh, soft, but
more feel it. But shorty feel. Have you felt her booty?
I felt it.
So imagine how soft that vagina flesh is. That, you know, yeah, when she said, was there any such thing as stopping? Oh, come on, back to back.
No,
pray,
no,
pray,
no.
Pray, 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 pray. You see?
I'm not lying. That's not what
I mean. Why you laugh? This is when she laughs. Like
she's always having flashbacks every time. You see?
Like, no.
You must be like a stop it. I like a girl. You know, like you said, do you want to fuck or not?
I do not do that. You know, the stopping part, I can't relate because I've never had a partner that will stop me sex. But the stopping while he's still inside me, kiss my forehead, look into my eyes, and then we'll continue.
Where's that man today?
The man.
Women has come. Women has come.
Does male moaning turn you on?
It does!
Wait. We have to tap into this. Okay, Ray, calm down.
Tell us about it, girl.
It does, because I want to hear that I'm doing a good job. Okay. Yes. I'm enjoying it.
Let me represent your men morning.
Yeah.
Oh, BC. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know. No, and like then, that. Especially yeah. if I'm actually going down on you, and then you're mourning, I'm going to go deep. I'm going to go faster. Like,
so
the
how
balls,
do you know
everything.
When a man is enjoying it when you're going down on him? What are the things he
the
does?
The moon is different.
No,
and then,
so me, this
it's
is
different.
How I know.
And the way their body
this
responds to it, though. The way your body responds, Ito, and the moon is, I can't even put into words right now. Hmm. But then it just turns me on. It turns me the fuck on. Like, I know I'm doing a good job, especially when you're inside my yamoni. I'm like, oh God, this pussy is doing the job it was created to do, right? Like, the moon is what you fucking turn on. I love it. I love it. I'm a sucker for male morning. I love it.
It's the way your voice changes
voice,
from tone to tone.
Like
okay. You climax, you anti-climax.
Like, you haven't experienced it when a man is inside. Like, when you guys are having sex and then you moans.
Oh, girl. When they're like, now whining their waist too and they're inside you
and they're
like,
you know.
Oh, this pussy is so good.
Oh, I'm proud of you. Oh, fucking pussy did the job
I love
you
this
meant
pussy.
To do. Oh.
Have you heard the one where they tell you, don't give this pussy to anyone? You say,
is it your pussy?
Is what?
Is it your pussy?
I know you're moaning, but let's be guided.
So now, I just remember the things that men do, some of the things that you do that I do not like. Please, when I'm giving you head, don't push my head to your balls. I'm not about to have a throat infection because I'm going down on you.
You
that
have
shit,
to wash up first.
Because I would literally choke.
Well, girl, that's
choke
what it was.
Choke me with your hands on my neck, not mm-hmm. choke me with your... Because there are times when you would literally go... I legit threw up one time during
so,
sex,
so
and
you
it was
don't,
one of
you
the most embarrassing throat. Things. Yeah, it's too much work. Mm. You know, especially when you're on your knees and standing. It's mm-hmm. a direct, when you're lying down, you can cheat and move it to the side of your mouth. But when you're standing, it's every, so that time, when you, if he holds you like this, you can't shift your
If it's from bed. Someone I like, I actually kind of like it though.
There are sometimes when Mama Kenny like tears, legit tears.
But deep
come
throat,
out.
I don't think I can deep
throat. Deep throat when he's standing is a lot different from when he's lying down. You should try it sometime.
When he
moves
my head,
so with these few points of ours, we think that we've been able to convince men and not confuse them that there are some things that they do in bed that women don't like and they can do better.
Actually, we're not even trying to convince you. We are telling you. Open your ears.
Listen.
If you have
listen.
To, if you
let
have
your
to write,
ego get in the
to,
way.
See, let me tell you one thing you even need to understand about women. The ones that might not tell you that you're doing a bad job will gossip about you.
Oh,
your
yeah.
street cred will run low.
Oh,
you
yeah.
will not get babes.
Oh, yeah.
I know they will lay you. Now, nah, facts. Because we talk about every guy that's about to move to us
mm-hmm.
or is moving to us. And mm-hmm. if the sex is good, we don't tell because
ah,
we can't
yes,
share
so
that kind of penis.
We don't
but
tell
if the sex
you.
Is not good, my dear,
everybody
gonna know.
Yeah.
And
everybody
any babe that comes
yeah.
to even meet you, that moves to you, she wants to sample it. When she
yeah.
now sees it's bad, you will not hear from her again.
Away.
So I've given you one insight. Juff things down.
Yes.
So you gotta drop things down. So remember the name, remember the game. Hey!
Hey. You won't come bus ride,
back to back.
Come bus ride.
That's That's a sign that I need my orgasms, man. Yeah. If I've gotten it now, I go flow past this one.
Oshé, baby.
So, but I'm still your girl.
So, guys, before we go, last thing, you remember that one time that after you fucked a girl and fucked a girl and fucked a girl, and then does this, every man has had this experience at least one time, once in his lifetime, where he fucked a girl and then after everything, the girl says, are you done?
Hey.
And then she stands up and she goes to the bathroom with her phone, and then like 5 minutes later, she started laughing out loud. She don't go gossip her friends, say, you know, sir, before
the group
anything.
Chat has heard so, about you.
If you know, say, he don't do you before.
Change your ways.
Change your ways. You can do better. Women are going through so much.
Yes,
to
we
now
know.
Deal
yes,
with your
we know some
wacky,
men cannot be satisfied.
Wacky
fine.
Sex life.
But also, please your take best. Your hygiene seriously. When you guys pee or poo, please wash your penis before you bring it to us, put in our
and
mouth
your ass crack.
Or in our vaginas. Cream your anus. Cream it. Cream your ass crack. What is that? Don't be giving me cornflakes that has no milk. Don't do that.
To be flaky and dry as shit. So,
please wash your penis.
With water, not tissue.
Water and soap. Wash and it with water and soap. Okay, and eat a lot of fruits, drink a lot of water. Please, if you want us to swallow, mm-hmm. there gotta be good content in there.
If you want it to be on my face, on our faces.
No, not for, eh? Ojumi skincare. No, ash, you can.
Skincare in the mud.
You can put it on my titties.
Okay,
you
know,
let's
right,
let's feel
guys.
Like that bad
so,
girl.
I believe that we've come to the end
so
of
don't,
the show.
Don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms. Handle on Instagram is Queen Sally B. Instagram, see now, lack of orgasm.
See that orgasm.
Instagram, Queen Sally B. Twitter, Q Sally B. And, you know, just hit me up with questions, suggestions, anything. If you want my Snapchat handle, send me a DM. It's not for everybody. So, yeah. My dear.
Snapchat.
And as for me, Rachel, on Instagram, I am at Rachel Richie. RachelRichy. Yeah,
Richie,
that's
Rich.
It, really.
Well, Auntie BC, the chocolate lover. Auntie BC on Instagram, Auntie BC _ on Twitter. So,
Auntie BC with the body.
I see.
Auntie BC right, with
so
the chocolate.
We can take.
Both. Body, booty.
Which one have you been noticing?
Body,
all
booty, pussy, vagina.
All right, guys, so until we come your way next time.
This is Women Talk Sex.